Caracas. Venezuela declared a state of emergency after two powerful earthquakes struck within seconds of each other, causing widespread damage, forcing the closure of the country's main international airport, and sending thousands of residents rushing into the streets. Interim leader Delcy Rodriguez announced emergency measures after the back-to-back earthquakes, measuring 7.2 and 7.5 in magnitude, shook large parts of the country late Wednesday. Authorities reported at least 20 aftershocks following the initial tremors, raising concerns about further structural damage. The earthquakes struck near the coastal town of Morón and were felt across several regions, including the capital Caracas. Residents described scenes of panic as buildings swayed, walls cracked, and debris fell from ceilings. Many people evacuated offices, shopping centers, and residential buildings as emergency services assessed the extent of the damage. Authorities said several structures had been affected, while reports emerged of collapsed buildings and injuries. Officials were still working to determine whether there had been any fatalities. Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello urged residents to remain cautious and temporarily leave damaged buildings. Gas supplies were cut to several properties as a preventive measure to reduce the risk of fires or explosions. The impact was also felt at Maiquetía International Airport, Venezuela's main gateway, where authorities suspended operations after parts of the facility suffered significant damage. Images circulating online showed visible destruction in sections of the airport complex. The United States Geological Survey said the stronger 7.5 magnitude earthquake was preceded by a 7.2 magnitude foreshock less than a minute earlier, creating an unusually powerful double seismic event. Authorities identified the states of Trujillo, Carabobo, Miranda, and La Guaira as among the hardest hit areas. Emergency teams were deployed to assess damage, support affected communities, and monitor infrastructure. The tremors were felt beyond Venezuela's borders, including in neighboring Colombia, where residents in Bogotá reported shaking, and some buildings were evacuated as a precaution. The U.S. National Tsunami Warning Center also confirmed there was no tsunami danger linked to the earthquakes. In a separate event shortly after the Venezuela quakes, a 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck northern Japan. Japanese authorities reported no casualties or significant damage.